Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. Psalm 40, verses 9 and 10. I have told all your people about your justice. I have not been afraid to speak out, as you, O Lord, know well. I have not kept the good news of your justice hidden in my heart. I have talked about your faithfulness and saving power. I have told everyone in the great assembly of your unfailing love and faithfulness. We often hear people say that religion is a private matter. The view seems to be that you can believe whatever you like, just so long as you keep it to yourself. In this psalm, David points out that that just cannot be done. Anyone who discovers the justice, faithfulness, and salvation of God needs to talk about it. I wonder what excites you. It could be your family, your cat, your home, your stamp collection, or this year's holiday. It's the most natural thing in the world to want to look for an opportunity to tell other people about whatever is precious to you. That's the way we're wired. When you've experienced God's goodness in your life, it's impossible to bottle it up. Here David talks about telling everyone in the great assembly about God's love and faithfulness. Presumably, he's talking about the times when people would gather at the tabernacle, the tent of meeting in Jerusalem, which preceded the temple. As they gathered together, they were able to share their own stories of how God had met with them. It's so important that we meet regularly with our Christian brothers and sisters to worship God and to share our own stories of his goodness to us. Doing so is good for us personally, but also nourishing for other people's faith. But the good news of what God has done in our lives cannot be restricted to our Christian family. If we only share our stories of God's goodness in the church, then most people will never hear about it. Whoever we meet with, we need to share what God has done in our lives with the same enthusiasm that we might talk about our families or our pets. Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord, for your amazing love and faithfulness. Help us to seize every opportunity for sharing this with those who are around us. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. I'd be delighted if this were not a one-way communication. So if you've got any questions or comments, do please write to me at jonathan.edwards@premier.org.uk. I'll then get back to you in complete confidence as soon as I can. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbeam. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.